Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Once again, this week, we find ourselves in the very wonderful position of being able to have an all-praise, only-praise Transgressors Memorial Service. Our first good note of the week is for the outstanding work being done all around this nation on behalf of our dearly beloved friends, the turkeys. Yes, despite millions of their brethren and sistren and possibly otheren being slaughtered mercilessly last week during Thanksgiving, or what we prefer to call the annual celebration of genocide and massacre against indigenous peoples by perpetrating massacre and genocide against Turkey's Day, or just Genocide Day for short, some brave souls were actually rescuing birds and safely transporting them to sanctuaries with the help and money of their fellow Americans.
Every year around Thanksgiving, we really highlight our turkey residents that you can sponsor.
That's right. And for just $25, you too can spare a turkey from the carving knife and send him or her or them to their pronoun-honoring resort of choice, complete with a special Genocide Day meal just for them and a picture of your own personal rescue turkey. It's so important that we treat turkeys like the people they are, the birds of a feather we want to flock together with, our fellow residents on this little Gaia planet, and the more we can learn to think of them like people, the better off we'll be.
They are capable of creating those bonds of friendship with human beings, with each other, with other species, and I think it's important that we recognize that.
Yes, turkeys are people too, and it's time we stop seeing them as property, let alone as food, that we can just murder whenever we want in order to have some artificial celebration of gluttony while grown men in spandex and helmets fight each other over a tiny dead pig ball. Instead, let us learn about the richness and depth of emotion and love that can flourish when we befriend turkeys, instead of eating them.
Turkeys, just like cats and dogs and other animals, have feelings, and we think they should be treated with kindness.
Yes, we must come to realize that eating a turkey is no different from eating a family pet. In fact, let them become our pets, our companions. Let us walk our turkeys twice a day. Let us set them on our laps during car rides, and let us take them to the turkey park to frolic with the other feather babies. Even Ben Franklin thought were so majestic they should be made the national bird of the United States. Give them gobble toys. Make them wear thematic sweaters with matching talon mittens in the winter, and make sure they get all their shots and immunizations, because the last thing we want is for Henry and Alice, the pet turkeys, to suffer and die from bird flu or avian chlamydia. It's a thing. Look it up. Before we move on, we do want to observe one of the most painful parts of the Genocide Day tradition, and that is the annual demonstrations by fire persons showing the unsafety of deep frying a frozen turkey. Painful because it makes us think that these poor birds, deprived of their dignity, stripped of their feathers, displayed so humiliatingly in public naked and frozen and then dropped suddenly into a vat of scalding oil, were murdered for nothing. They aren't even going to be able to become food burned to a crisp by the flames as they are. They died in vain. What a tragedy. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we once again want to salute and praise Her Highness the Holy and Royal One, Queen Michelle Obama, for reminding Americans why they are such horrible sexist, racist losers. Probably because America itself is a horribly racist, sexist, loser nation that will never elect a female president.
We ain't ready. That's why I'm like, don't even look at me about running, because you all are lying. You're not ready for a woman. You are not. So don't waste my time.
Even someone as majestic as herself knows that we won't elect a female president. In other words, we could right now be experiencing the joys of 8 years of Presidentress Kamala, followed by the natural second coming of the Obama administration with 8 years of Presidentrix Michelle, leading us toward the promised land of gender, race, and sexual equity for whoever she wants to bequeath equity upon. And as so clearly explained, none of this had anything to do with the deficiencies of Miss Hillary or Miss Kamala as candidates, or of the alleged mistakes made by our dearly beloved Uncle Joe, and which President What's-His-Name promises to fix. No, it was all just sexism and racism.
You know, we got a lot of growing up to do, and there's still, I'm sadly, a lot of men who do not feel like they can be led by a woman, and we saw it.
Boy, we sure do have a lot of growing up to do. And let me make note of one more important element here. It literally doesn't matter whether race and sex actually kept Mamala Kamala out of the White House. It certainly did, but even if it didn't, Michelle is doing exactly the right thing here, continually perpetuating our core allegation that America will never evolve, that it can never outgrow its roots in sexism and racism. Yes, Michelle. Keep reminding America of these demographic grievances. Keep playing the identity politics card over and over and over. Keep emphasizing that men and women are interchangeable, but yet the only way to have diversity is to have a mixture of these indistinguishable but totally different genders. Keep declaring that black and white are the same thing while also talking endlessly about their differences. And definitely keep proving that the only way to show that sexuality doesn't matter, whether straight or gay or bi or multi or poly, is to keep fixating endlessly on including every different letter of the holy acronym string as much as possible in every situation or situation comedy. And of course, never, ever let those wicked Republicans promote women like Condoleezza Rice or Nikki Haley or Sarah Huckabee Sanders or Kristi Noem. And definitely be sure to never let people realize that President, oh no, we won't actually say his name, did have the first female chief of staff of any president in Susie Wiles. Or for that matter, that he had the first openly gay cabinet member in DNI Rick Grenell before Pete Buttigieg had ever even lost a primary. And that his Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is also openly gay. Deny, deny, deny. That is our rallying cry. So good for you, Your Highness, and keep telling America how backwards, racist, and sexist they are for your refusal to risk an actual run for president. Well done, and we love you all the more for it. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, and I really can't believe we get to do this 2 weeks in a row, but our last piece of praise is reserved for the Florida Republican Party. Surprising, yes, I know, but hear me out. Of course, there are all sorts of reasons to criticize the Gunshine State's GOP, but when someone is about to give you a nice, big, juicy, gay political win, you take it. This week, the Florida House discussed a proposal to abandon their state bird of 98 years, the Northern Mockingbird, and to replace it with the American Flamingo.
You obviously know where flamingos are everywhere, in every airport, during the lottery tickets, they're everywhere. But more importantly, the flamingo also represents the milestone in restoration of the Everglades.
That's Republican.
Walk through the halls here, flamingos are everywhere.
That's Republican Jim Mooney explaining his proposal.
I have to invite you all when you come down to go to Flamingo Gardens. It's one of the most amazing collections of these amazing birds. I just didn't want Representative Mooney flying solo on this, so I decided to join him.
Aww. And that's Republican Chip LaMarca, who joined Mooney in the most brotherly love of solidarity we think Republicans are actually capable of, offering moral support during the presentation. Yes, these two South Florida Republican men really do seem as happy as two flamingos to be working together on this project. So why are we so excited to see Florida make this change? Because obviously the flamingo is the single gayest bird the state could choose to represent itself. It's literally a flaming pink work of natural art. In fact, the name even expresses its super gay identity. It's a flaming O. What more could we ask for? But aside from the symbolism, flamingos are known to be heterosexual, homosexual, and even bisexual in nature, sometimes even forming same-sex family units to raise their little white flaminglets, who need to be nurtured into pinkness by their parents. They really should have called it, "And Flamingo Makes Three." And as far as being the ideal birds for people of the rainbow, other than possibly the toucan or the macaw, the flamingo has got to be the gayest bird ever. If I told you to meet me at the flamingo bar, you'd just assume there'd be neon leather chaps and plenty of music by Lady Gaga and the Village People. You know you've never heard of a conservative think tank that called itself the Flamingo Club, for a reason. And in case you didn't know, Republican Adam Anderson even reminded the members.
Yeah, I have one concern that I want to put on record, though. A quick Google search reveals that a group of flamingos is called the Flamboyants. So I have a little bit of concern about that, but I'll be up on your bill.
Flamboyants, indeed. That's what we need more of in a place like Florida, where, with the one hand, the Department of Transportation is painting black over gay pride street murals, but with the other hand, they are on the verge of institutionalizing the most fabulous feathered creature ever made as their state bird. So we celebrate this flamboyance of legislators for making the avian epitome of pinkness their symbol of pride and inclusion. Way to flaming go, Florida. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.